Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I have a great guest today, Leah Driscoll, and her business that she just began not too long ago is called Surf Inside Studio, and you can find her at surfinsidestudio.com. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I'm happy to be here.
So glad you're here, and I signed up for one of your free classes, and we'll talk about that later, and I can't wait to try it out. I'm so excited. So you have a very interesting story of how you began your business. But before we get into that, I just kind of want to go over, you know, the past 7 or 8 years, you've been a stay-at-home mom raising your kids.
Yes.
When were your kids born?
I had my daughter in 2005, and she's actually almost 9, so it's...
Oh, it's almost 9 years
yes.
or so. Okay, all right.
And my son was born in 2011.
Okay. And now, during the time that you were a applaud stay-at-home moms. I did the stay-at-home mom thing for almost 10 years, and then I transitioned to work-at-home mom. So I definitely applaud that. Now, during that time, were you thinking about a career? Because sometimes people sort of start to look inward when they're at home all day long, trying to think, what am I going to do, you know?
Absolutely. It's, you know, you think about spending time with your children, never wanting to miss those firsts.
Yes.
You know, when they're babies.
The first steps,
exactly.
Mouthful of food, first everything, right?
But at the same time, you need your own time, you know, need to be around adults and
yes.
and have something for your own, that's your own. So I definitely longed for a career. I never had decided what I wanted to do. Though.
And during that time, you did mention that you worked at odd jobs here and there.
I did.
And nothing really clicked.
No. And
no.
I've tried everything under the sun. I mean, I've been a florist to a limo driver to a receptionist.
Nice.
I mean, I've tried it all. And
Me too.
I found a lot of things that I loved, but never that one thing that really I thought the long-term, you know, that I would
career.
Do for the rest of my life.
Yeah, like a career. Like, you know, dive into a career.
Right.
Now, dive in. Now, when were you first exposed to this indoor surfing phenomenon? Because it kind of is, right?
It is. The first time I saw Surfset Fitness, which is the fitness program, they designed the workouts, the surfboards and everything, they were featured on the TV show Shark Tank.
Love it.
And that was about this time last year.
Okay.
So they went on looking for that investment in their business, which they got.
Excellent.
And Surfset Fitness has since then exploded and taken off all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And when you saw it, what did you think?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. I immediately, you know, nowadays you can rewind on the TV and everything. And so I watched it a couple of times and I immediately looked into, you know, what is this? Where can I try this? And it's not something that was widely available in our area.
Mm-hmm.
But I did luckily find some classes that weren't too far away. I immediately signed up. I was actually one of the first
to bring it to the South Shore.
Yes, but also to try it. I went to a place in Falmouth
really?
Who had never, they were just starting their classes as well. So I took their first class.
Wow. But they don't really focus just on indoor surfing.
No.
And you are just totally with your
surf set. Yes.
Yes. You are just, you've got a perfect little niche and you're in Pembroke. And, you know, I want to ask you, how did you have so much confidence? Because you really, I feel like you didn't worry about how you were going to do it. You just knew that you were going to do this, and you really can't worry about the how.
I did. It was odd for me to do that because, like I said, I was so indecisive my whole life about what I wanted to do. And I saw this, and I just thought that it was such an amazing thing. It was so new and innovative and fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's looking for that workout that really motivates them to go in and exercise.
And yeah, and you know, and also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay.
I also want to mention that personally, because we are in such a fast-paced world and we're so busy and, you know, trying to carve out that time just for that workout, I want the best freaking workout right, I could possibly have right. because I want to burn as many calories as I can in the shortest amount of time possible.
Exactly. Right.
So I'm excited to try it because it's a 45-minute class, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah. It's I can't wait. And I think it's really powerful that you made this decision and you took action so quickly. So you saw the episode in the spring, and by November you opened your studio?
Yes.
November of 2013.
Yes.
So everyone's going to have to get out there. And all right, now I have your address listed on my last page. What is the address?
It's 15 Columbia Road
in Pembroke.
It's in the Pembroke Crossing Plaza where the British Beer Company restaurant is.
Okay.
So we're in there.
Okay. Excellent. Now, were you scared at any point?
Well, yeah, I think there's fear in trying anything new, and especially because, I mean, this is something that was so different for me to mm-hmm. all of a sudden have that drive that I needed to make this happen. And I really wanted to make this happen.
And you basically lived and breathed everything that had to do with this.
Right. It was, I took months to read on the internet how to go about opening a business. I went to the library, I read books, and I put together, you know, my business plan, figured out all the figures and the, you know, what I needed to bring in to keep this business going. I mean, mm-hmm. it was different for me to actually stick with something like this, like, you know,
so
to
great,
grab
though.
On and just go with it.
It's so great, though. And you, now tell me, you have never been in the fitness industry before?
No, I have not.
And so what kind of fitness have you ever been involved in?
Throughout
yeah,
my
have
life.
You done, have you done like yoga and...
I've dabbled in a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I've participated in yoga classes, got involved in boot camps. Before I started Surf Inside Studio, I was big into boxing.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's really what, you know, in combination with wanting to start my own business, I also had to be physically able to do the classes. And, you know, like I said, my son was born just a couple of years ago, so I was getting back into the flow of things, you know,
yes.
like,
mm-hmm.
you know, new mom and everything. So,
and second child.
Right, exactly.
Your body changes a little bit more
right.
with the second child.
Right.
Yep.
So I put a lot into focusing in that aspect of my life, too, like really changing my own body, being, getting stronger, you know, boxing was one of those, just an amazing workout that I really
and
loved.
Do you still do the boxing?
Occasionally.
Yeah, but you focus on this. Now, you teach all of the classes at your studio.
Yes, I do.
And eventually, will you bring on other teachers?
Oh, I'd like to, like in the very near future.
Oh, like, right away.
Well, right now, because it's just me right now, you mm-hmm. know, there's obviously a limit to what I can do physically
mm-hmm.
and offer a lot. I mean, because I have my home schedule and my children's schedules, and now I have my
yes.
work schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So to...
And your youngest is two, so he's
right.
still, you know, preschool age and
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Right. So right now it's, you know, I can only offer so much
yeah.
mm-hmm. every week.
Okay.
So I would like to bring on staff, additional trainers. That way my schedule opens up. I have more to offer to my clients.
Yes. And you offer morning classes and evening classes.
Yes. And on the weekends.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. All right. Well, now, so fitness was never really a priority for you until after you had children?
I think before I had children, I'd have gym memberships. I'd occasionally go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nothing that I really followed through with, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really liked taking classes. I always, you know, I got into spinning. Like I said, I did boot camps.
Oh, okay.
Different things like that. So it was always trying something new.
Mm-hmm.
Never sticking with one particular thing.
But never really, yeah, landing, just like the odd jobs here and there. Now, I do have a couple of statistics that I had done some research for the show, and I Googled a little bit of information. Less than 5% of adults participate in 30 minutes of physical activity each day. And in addition to that, only 1 in 3 adults receive the recommended amount of physical activity each week. I just think that's amazing. And the other one that I read is that more than 80% of adults do not meet the guidelines for both aerobic and muscle strengthening activities. So really, the muscle strengthening is what's happening when you're doing surfing indoors.
Yes. I mean, and surfing in real life. I mean, on the water as well.
And it's aerobic and it's muscle strengthening.
Right.
And it's a combination of really, you know, the movement and the natural movements, but not every movement on the board is a natural surfing movement.
No, because you can take your traditional exercises, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, holding planks. You can do that all on the board.
On the surf.
So it doesn't all have to be those surf-inspired moves. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of those as well. Mm-hmm. But you can take, you know, the movements that the exercises that everybody has done before.
In a regular gym setting.
Yes.
You can do on the actual surfboard.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this for any age?
Absolutely. I mean, I've had everybody from my son, who's 2, to I believe my oldest client has been 70.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So and everybody,
it's okay. It's okay for me to do it.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Okay, because this morning I tried to do a cartwheel in my bedroom to teach my daughter how to do a cartwheel, and it was not pretty. It was not pretty, and if it was on video, it would probably be really comical. All right, so we're gonna have to go to a quick break. But you know, I just want to share one more statistic before I go. Children now spend more than 7.5 hours a day in front of a screen.
Ugh, I know.
And it's basically TV, video games, and computer. Or right. Even, you know, phone.
Mm-hmm.
Phone. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So we're going to give a little bit more statistics when we come back. And right now we are with Leah Driscoll. She's with SurfInsideStudio.com. And I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you ready to shake up your workout? Surf Inside Studio is the place to be and offers the newest and greatest workout everyone is talking about. Come get on board, on an indoor surfboard that is, without water and without sharks. At Surf Inside Studio, we will help you embrace the instability of the board while you engage your core throughout a full body workout. Surf Inside Studio is in the Pembroke Crossing Plaza at 15 Columbia Road in Pembroke. Register today for your complimentary first class at surfinsidestudio.com. Or call 781-424-5932.
Be part of the 9th Annual Healthy Living Expo in Plymouth on Sunday, April 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Plymouth Radisson Waterfront Hotel. Attendees learn ideas and activities for leading a healthier, happier life. Explore fitness, yoga, readings, healing, jewelry, nutrition, Reiki, massage, essential oils, anti-aging, and so much more. Learn all about the Healthy Living Expo at myhealthylivingmag.com. Exhibitors, call 781-834-2728 and get involved today.
The Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce is a business organization with over 750 members across the Lower South Shore. They exist to serve not only local businesses, but the community at large. They offer a variety of business networking opportunities, sound a strong voice on local and regional business issues, offer educational seminars and special programs to their members. They also develop and support economic initiatives that improve the overall quality of life in the region. Join the Plymouth Area Chamber today. For more information, visit PlymouthChamber.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Leah Driscoll, and she is with SurfInsideStudio.com. And I do want to share another statistic. There was data from 2009 to 2010 indicates that over 78 million U.S. adults and about 12.5 million of children and adolescents are obese. So I think it's just so important to share that information because, you know, we all know that we have a problem in the U.S. and fast food restaurants and all of that kind of stuff. And we need to exercise more.
Right.
And the more opportunities to try something new and fun that would appeal to somebody that, you know, sort of have hesitated to join a gym.
Right.
Try something new.
Right.
You know, and you said it was for all ages and all skill levels.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I have, like I said, this is a new
concept
mm-hmm. in this area. I mean, nobody, unless you've actually tried surfing, paddle boarding has become really
yes.
huge in the mm-hmm. last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So there are those people who have physically take in that those skills on the water. Now you can bring them indoors
mm-hmm.
and continue to work those muscles that you're using during, I mean, those are recreational type things,
mm-hmm.
the paddleboarding, the surfing. So some people come in and they stand on the board and they say, oh, this feels familiar. I've tried it on the water before.
Yes.
Other people have come in and why would they be standing on something that is unbalanced or...
Oh, so they didn't like it or no?
Oh, no, they loved it.
Oh,
it was just something new. It's
yes.
it's new to them. I
mm-hmm.
mean, and that's why I like to invite everybody to come try this. I mean, you don't have to be a skilled surfer or anything. I mean, you could have done any type of exercise in your life or none at all.
And you could still figure it out.
And you can still come in here.
And you can figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's also about confidence. You know, you get on this board and it moves around underneath you. It'll rock back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So you think of a child who has no fear. I mean, they literally come in and they jump on the board. They're not thinking about falling. They jump.
We are.
Right.
We are.
So it's different for adults. But the progress that people make
mm-hmm.
from the beginning of that class to
mm-hmm.
the end of that class, it's amazing to see just that confidence build
mm-hmm.
and the progress that they make.
Yeah.
Because they forget about, they lose that fear of falling because they're like, well, now I feel comfortable. I've learned how to compensate for the movement of the board and to balance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm so scared. I'm going to be so sore after that first class. Well, what I love is that it's all natural. Like the majority of the movements I saw on the video, they seem to be, all natural to surfing.
Yeah.
And what I love about the concept is that I don't know, I sort of have that ADD, personality or trait. And I have to do many different things. And for me, you know, to count 100 little movements of Pilates was really not for me.
Yes.
And I, you know, respect to all the people that love Pilates and do Pilates,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so for myself, I'm excited about actually, you know, doing the movements of the surfing and not really feeling like I'm exercising.
Right. And you're also not realizing how fast that time goes by. The workouts, you know, fast paced. We do everything in intervals. You keep going.
Yeah.
It's amazing how time flies. And I say when you're having fun, you know.
Yes. Yes. Because you are having fun when you're doing it. What kind? You play regular hip hop music. You don't play any kind of specific music or?
No specific music. You know, I have different playlists and SurfSet also offers playlists that go along
okay.
with different workouts. And
okay. Now I do want to ask you about the different classes because you said it's for anybody at all levels, but you do have specific classes that are geared towards what, like a boot camp class or?
The classes
Shark camp?
Maybe for children.
Yeah.
The classes are actually specific to more of a concentration of what you're working on. So we have a balance class, which is a slower okay. paced. You're holding those movements for example, you hold a plank. You know what I mean? You're holding a specific movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slower paced class, yoga, Pilates inspired.
Okay.
If you think of it that way, you know, a yoga class is
okay.
kind of slow and controlled.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of concentration.
But you've got that board to take your mind off of
yes.
it. Love that. Okay. So what's another class?
So we have the build class where we can utilize resistance bands. So okay. There's little loops on the board. You can actually connect a resistance band.
Oh, okay.
So you can get in that strength training.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, all of the workouts incorporate the strength training.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're always
working on your core.
Yes. But mm-hmm. And you're utilizing, you know, body weight strength training. You mm-hmm. don't always need to add additional weight.
Yes, okay.
We have the blend class, which will give you a little bit of each class combined. So you're going to get the cardio, you're going to get the strength, you're going to get it all in one, which is the majority of the classes that I'm offering right now, because this is being introduced to most people for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I like to incorporate that blend class, give people a little bit of each aspect that SurfSet offers.
So this is where I read on your website, balance, burn, build, and blend.
Yes.
Those are the four classes.
Yes. And then the burn would be the cardio workout.
Okay.
So that's the fast-paced workout.
Which is the one that's going to make you the most in pain the next day, because that's the one I want.
You know what? I've been doing this for, since I tried my first class, you know, just about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that, I mean, there's always a different part of me that I feel the next day.
Oh, okay. Regardless of the class.
Right.
So they're all going to give you that same combo aerobic and weight building or weight training combination.
Plus the cardio. But I'm always switching things up. You know, you add new moves. I always like to surprise a class and say, oh, you have a new move today. You know,
that's
something that nobody's ever tried, or, mm-hmm. you know, I always throw something in.
You have to surprise your body. You have to surprise the muscles.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to trick them, right? Yes. Isn't that the key?
You
tricking
do,
them?
Yes.
It's trickery. Trickery. I love that. Well, I can't wait. So it doesn't matter what class I start.
No, because I really haven't defined any of the classes currently on my schedule, because every class I have somebody new. I don't define it as a beginner class, because I may have a class that has a couple regulars,
mm-hmm.
and then the other half of the class is all people trying it for the first time.
Okay.
So you can incorporate all these movements and all these workouts and say, just jump right in.
Yeah, and everybody that's doing it, if they are newer, then they can just go a little slower or just pay attention to their own body not push themselves as hard as maybe some of the other people are pushing.
Right. That, you know, somebody might be able to pick up the pace in an exercise that they've done a bunch of times.
Okay.
A beginner might start at their own pace. They need to get used to mm-hmm. how they're moving, how their body is moving on the board, along mm-hmm. with how the board is moving through the exercises.
Okay.
So it's all about going at your own pace.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to take another break. I can't wait to do this class. I'm so excited. And I'm okay to fall. If I fall, that's fine. As long as I don't have 5-inch heels on, it's a shorter distance, right?
And really, I don't have many people fall.
Yeah. And you don't have many people fall.
No,
that's good to know. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We are with Leah Driscoll, and her business is surfinsidestudio.com, and she's out of Pembroke. I do want to mention that the both of us are going to be at the Healthy Living Expo, which is at the Radisson on April 6th. And what is it, 10 to 4?
10 to 4.
And we will both be there. I'll be there with Powerful Women Revealed. So please come and visit us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Be part of the 9th Annual Healthy Living Expo in Plymouth on Sunday, April 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Plymouth Radisson Waterfront Hotel. Attendees learn ideas and activities for leading a healthier, happier life. Explore fitness, yoga, readings, healing, jewelry, nutrition, Reiki, massage, essential oils, anti-aging, and so much more. Learn all about the Healthy Living Expo at myhealthylivingmag.com. Exhibitors, call 781-834-2728 and get involved today.
Are you willing to stretch and release the shadows of your past? Are you willing to go beyond your limitations? Some of the most profound lessons are from the teachings of pain. No matter how diverse the human experience, no matter how complicated life goes on, getting on with it, that is the hard part. Like pain, hope is boundless. Discover how to transform emotional despair into a glorious transformation of self-love, reclaiming a deep connection to living again. I'm Cindy Barg, For consultations, please go to gettingbeyondlifestuff.com.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Are you personally and professionally fulfilled? Big. Believe. Inspire. Grow offers a visionary path for women entrepreneurs. It is a rapidly growing business support, education, and networking organization for women. Big is comprised of a large community of hundreds of intelligent, creative, and entrepreneurial women who want to share their business ideas and build upon their professional dreams. The organization offers more than 50 local community meetings each month across 6 states, ongoing regional networking events, as well as an interactive and informative website. Visit BelieveInspireGrow.com today.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Leah Driscoll, and she is with SurfInsideStudio.com. And I want to share another report or another statistic that projected by 2030, I thought this was really shocking, half of adults in the United States will be obese. Now, I knew it was a high number now, but it's got to probably be in the 30 or 40%. But so by 2030, half of U.S. adults will be obese. And overweight adolescents have a 70% chance of becoming overweight or obese adults, which I think is just really kind of shocking.
It is. It's kind of scary.
And it's the fact that, you know, most of us are not exercising. And I haven't exercised a whole lot this winter, and I've put on a couple pounds just because, you know, I'm a runner outside, and right. You can't run if there's ice and snow. But clearly, by opening your studio, you are just providing a perfect example for your children. I think this is wonderful. You're trying. No, you're not trying. You're doing. There's a difference between trying and doing. So you're doing. Is there anything else that you do now that you've had the studio, now that you've had children, that you've sort of changed in your lifestyle?
I think even before the studio opened, my playing sports, getting out to play, even just playing in the yard, you know, getting out and getting fresh air has always been important. Mm-hmm. But also changing eating habits at home, you know, getting rid of these sugar-filled...
I know.
There's sugar
the
in
paragraph,
everything.
The paragraph of ingredients is the stuff I try to avoid.
Right.
You know, I should say.
Mm-hmm. You know, switching out juice for water, things like... I mean, getting rid of...
I know.
The fatty snacks. It's just, it's the little things you try to incorporate, try to change, add more vegetables and fruit, you know.
Well, what I do want to mention is that your classes are extremely affordable. And I want to share this. I think this is my last little statistic. I might have one more after this. But I just thought this was fascinating. The annual cost of being overweight is over $500 for women and $400 for men, which, you know, totally bugs me. But it's really because I'm assuming doctor's visits, medications, you know, lost days out of work. It said the annual cost of being overweight and then the annual cost for being obese. These numbers blew me away. It's even higher. It's $4,879 for women and $2,646 for men. So that's the cost it will cost you. And, you know, if you can't change your ways because, you know, for whatever reason, maybe, just maybe the money factor might help you in, you know, making a change.
Right.
I thought that was really, really interesting. And it really is more cost effective to be fit and in shape. Definitely.
And you definitely, feeling better about yourself in general.
Mm-hmm. I know. And you know, it's like dragging heels to get to the gym or to get to the studio. And once you're there, you always feel better. Yes. Once you work out, you always feel better. So the spinning is like, I've never done spinning. Is that a bike exercise?
Yes. Okay. A stationary bike.
And then TRX are those like ropes from the wall.
Yeah, that you sort of, ceiling. Yeah.
Or the ceiling that, yep. I've done those. And now there's also a Bosu ball. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Bosu?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a half a rubber ball that sits on the floor, and then you can sit on it and do like stomach crunches and stuff. I read on the website that doing the surf exercising combines all three of these,
yes,
activities.
It does.
Into one.
Yes. You're getting the cardio and the low impact exercise from the spinning.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the strength training, the body weight training.
From your own body weight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would get from the TRX. And you're combining the balance from the Bosu ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting all of those in one. So you're, an example for a workout is going through everything in intervals. So you pick up the pace, you go fast, you go slow, you get that elevation of your heart rate,
mm-hmm,
which is where you're going to get the fat burn, the muscle build. So you're going to combine everything into that one workout. So you're not ever really
doing one thing.
No, you're never doing just one thing.
You're never doing one thing. So if you're working your core, you're also working your arms and your calves, or it really depends on the position.
Depending on the physical movement on the board. I mean, your core is engaged just to keep you balanced and stable on that board, because the board never really stops moving. It'll always rock. It'll always move just a little.
Mm-hmm.
So you are constantly engaging your core.
And not realizing it, though. Because
exactly.
You don't really pay attention to that.
No, you're not focusing on your core because you may be doing push-ups. Or you may be doing sit-ups. Now you're concentrating on doing
holding
that
movement. You're concentrating on holding on the board, not really. Oh my God, I can't wait. So is this the optimal fat burning or muscle strengthening way to go, is to combine so many different things all together?
I believe that.
Like versus like just running, or versus like just riding a bike.
Right.
Even outdoors riding a bike. When you combine so many different things into this, you know, surf exercise, you're burning way more, right?
You are, and you're getting the variety in each workout. It's not, you know, you could go out and run a couple miles.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, but in surf set, things are switching up all the time. You know, you're doing, mm-hmm, different exercises. So you get that mind-body connection. You won't get bored. There's a variety, and you just keep yourself going. Everybody's has to hold their attention on that workout. They have to focus, like I said, with that mind and body to balance, to go through the movements.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives you, I think, the board, as you become more stable and comfortable, you begin to gain that confidence that you can go through these workouts faster maybe the next time you try. I mean, like I said, from the first time you step on the board to the end of the class, you should see the confidence that people step off with at the end of class. And
I'll just be standing there, hands free, you know, showing off, right, at the end of the class.
And everybody should be proud. I mean, it's challenging and fun at the same time. So,
okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to go to one last break, and we are going to be right back with Leah Driscoll, and she's with SurfInsideStudio.com. You've got to go check her out. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Please keep that power button right on right here on 95.9 WATD.
Be part of the 9th Annual Healthy Living Expo in Plymouth on Sunday, April 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Plymouth Radisson Waterfront Hotel. Attendees learn ideas and activities for leading a healthier, happier life. Explore fitness, yoga, readings, healing, jewelry, nutrition, Reiki, massage, essential oils, anti-aging, and so much more. Learn all about the Healthy Living Expo at myhealthylivingmag.com. Exhibitors call 781-834-2728 and get involved today.
Are you personally and professionally fulfilled? Big. Believe. Inspire. Grow offers a visionary path for women entrepreneurs
It is a rapidly growing business support, education, and networking organization for women. BIG is comprised of a large community of hundreds of intelligent, creative, and entrepreneurial women who want to share their business ideas and build upon their professional dreams. The organization offers more than 50 local community meetings each month across 6 states, ongoing regional networking events, as well as an interactive and informative website. Visit believeinspiregrow.com today.
Are you a passionate business owner struggling with how to make your marketing communications more powerful? Do you wonder if they are working to bring in new customers? Hi, I'm Laura Willis of Willis Works Communications. All of us are bombarded with brand messages and images every day, making it harder to attract more business. As a brand strategist, I use a combination of both art and science to help you authentically connect with more customers. To build a more passion-focused, powerful brand that will help your business grow, email me at laura@willis-works.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Leah Driscoll with SurfInsideStudio.com. And, you know, so basically I want to wrap this up, and well, obviously we have 10 more minutes, but what is the actual workout? So list all of the things that you actually get from it.
Okay, so part of every workout, you will get the aerobic benefits, that cardio, that calorie burn. You'll get your rotational core strength. So you'll see that if you pictured a surfer's body, they, you know, mm-hmm. picture jumping up on a surfboard. Mm-hmm. You're automatically twisting through the core. You're working those obliques,
okay.
Muscles that, you know, those love handles.
Okay, yeah, the rotation,
so,
all right.
So when you're on the board, you're getting that rotation without always knowing it, because the board will tip side to side, mm-hmm. and you're compensating for that movement.
Mm-hmm.
So without even being necessarily aware of that rotation, you are always compensating.
It's almost subconscious.
It is.
Mm. Okay.
So you're getting your isometric build of muscles. So like if you were doing a bicep curl, mm-hmm. you're contracting your muscles and you're lengthening your muscles,
yes.
as
mm-hmm.
you're, you know, pulling a weight up and down.
Mm-hmm.
With the isometric muscle build, you're keeping that, you're lengthening your muscle. So if you are holding a plank, you're holding those muscles in their lengthened.
And that's how you get skinnier.
That's how you're getting the long, lean
yeah.
muscle.
Okay. So what you really do become and how you change is you have the lean muscle, you become more flexible. And you have more coordination.
You do, absolutely.
Yeah, because you
have focus. I mean, there's a lot. There's mm-hmm. a lot of in this workout that you have to concentrate.
And you become, you become more athletic.
Yes.
And then stable, obviously, and agile.
Absolutely.
Just through changing
up these workouts, learning these different moves, mm-hmm. and always having that unstable surface underneath you.
And how many days do you suggest somebody like me, who I'm overweight, but I'm not obese. Well, I'm just, you know, like I could lose 25 pounds, but, and I do run, but if I incorporate just 2 classes a week and yeah. then I continue and I just run 1 or 2 days a week and I do the 2 classes a week and I'm conscious of what I'm, you know, intaking, I mean, I really could, you know.
You could.
I could snap this around and really get in shape, right?
Yes. And that's the thing. You know, there's the option of taking these classes multiple times a week. Mm-hmm. Not everybody has the schedule to fit that in. Other people do run or take other classes or maybe weightlift at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things. Obviously, everybody has busy lives. They're
yes.
trying to incorporate everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think, personally, in my own experience from taking these classes myself and seeing the clients who have made that commitment to come in 3 times a week, I mean, they're making huge progress.
Really?
I mean,
seeing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I had one woman who came in the first class, said, I've had abdominal surgeries. I cannot do a sit-up.
Oh.
And she did a sit-up for the first time the other day, and we all clapped, and we were so proud of her. I mean, it was amazing
yeah.
the progression that she's made
mm-hmm.
through when she started
wow.
to where she is now. And she's so proud of that, and
yeah.
she should be. I mean, it's really, it's great to see
If I can drop this 20, 25 pounds and I can do a cartwheel for my daughter, I will be so excited just to be able to teach her how to do one, right? Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed that I can't even do one. All right, so I want to give one last little statistic here. It basically, I read that in the percentage of obese adults doubled over a 30-year period from the early 1970s, all the way to 2008, which is a little shocking. But the states, like the states that had an adult obesity prevalence rate of more than 25% in the early 70s was zero.
Right.
And now it's 32 states that have over 25% of obesity rate, which I just thought is shocking. And the 32 states, you know, they're included with New England because the ones that are the most physically active are Alaska, Montana, Utah, and Vermont. So, you know, New Englanders, we gotta get off the list. Now, what do you say to the listener who is, we only have a couple minutes left. What do you say to the listener who is embarrassed to even
I've been
come?
There. I've been that person.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one who said, do I have to get in shape before I can walk through the door of a gym?
Yes.
You know, you feel that it's the confidence in yourself. Obviously, like, self-conscious of the way you look.
I know. I'll be wearing a really baggy sweatshirt the first time I come. I don't want anybody to see my rolls.
But everybody has to start somewhere. Somebody, you know, you really have to just get past that fear. I mean, I got past that fear.
Now, are you doing any, is anyone like doing before and after photos?
I haven't started
that. But Do you want to?
I could, yeah. I mean, I would love to see.
We need after.
Right.
Those are the photos we need, right? The after. So basically, you know, we can start to see results in a short period of time if we do pay attention to what we eat and we come to the classes at least twice a week.
Right. I mean, it's the combination of everything. I mean, you can exercise all day every day, but if you're filling yourself up with a bunch of calorie ridden food and
stuff, I know.
So it's basically an overall change, I guess.
What I do love that it's really specialty small group training too.
Yes.
There's 10 boards.
Yes.
So you can have 10 people per class.
I can.
Yeah. I don't mind falling in front of a small group like that. I think that's you know, I'd be okay with that. And then you say to arrive a few minutes early.
Yes, please.
Just to get comfortable with the board. And most people go bare feet?
Or socks. It depends on how you get your best movement on the board. You know, sometimes the socks can prevent you from maneuvering into different positions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's personal preference. I do ask that people come maybe 10 minutes before class starts. I like to give one-on-one kind of introduction. If it's your first time, tell you about the workout, introduce you to the board, show you how it moves, give you the time to actually get on and take a second to get used to
the
board itself.
A few seconds before you turn the music on and you say go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I do have to ask you, I ask everyone, we have about a minute left, I think. First, what do you love most about being an entrepreneur?
I think it's pretty awesome that I have my own business right now. I mean, I can make my own schedule. I can still be a huge part of my family's life, you know, with my kids and everything like that.
Okay.
So
nice. Yeah. And who inspires you?
I think everybody in my life, my family who has stood behind me through this whole thing. Nobody ever, you know, they all supported you. They did. They gave me the confidence to do
this. It's a gift.
And
that's a gift.
Yeah. Very thankful for that.
You have very, very special people in your life. That's for sure, because not everybody would be so supportive.
Right.
Right.
I know.
Well, we are out of time. I want to thank you for being here today. And you can find Leah's information at surfinsidestudio.com. Mention your address again, 15?
15 Columbia Road in Pembroke.
Okay, and it's in the Pembroke Crossing Plaza.
Yes.
Okay. And we will be back again next week. I am your host, Nicole Perry. I want to thank you for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women such as Leah. I invite you to go to our Facebook page at Facebook.com facebook.com/powerfulwomenrevealed and post your comments, please. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I am your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.